Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Beat CEOs in Three Key Power Plays. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 40% of Fortune 500 founders aren't even CEOs of their own companies anymore. So who really runs the show? Today we're settling this debate once and for all. Think of it like parenting versus managing. A founder is like a parent. They brought this company into existence, shaped its DNA, and will always have that emotional connection. But a CEO, they're like the family manager, handling day-to-day operations, making the tough calls, and keeping everyone in line. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Smart founders understand three key power plays that actually make them more influential than traditional CEOs. First, they control the narrative. While CEOs manage quarterly earnings and board meetings, founders own the story. They're the ones employees look to for inspiration, customers connect with emotionally, and investors believe in long-term. That's power you can't buy or vote in. Second, they have cultural immunity. CEOs can be fired by boards. Founders can't be unfounded. Even when pushed aside, like Steve Jobs was at Apple in 1985, their influence lingers. The culture, the values, the way people think, that's founder DNA, and it's nearly impossible to extract. Third, smart founders play the long game while CEOs play the quarterly game. They're thinking decades ahead while CEOs are thinking quarters ahead. This perspective gives them strategic leverage that operational control simply can't match. But here's the real insight. The most successful companies aren't choosing between founder and CEO power. They're combining both. The founder provides the why, the vision, the North Star. The CEO provides the how, the execution, the daily leadership. If you're building a company, don't get caught up in titles. Get clear on whether you're the visionary or the operator, or if you need to find someone who complements your strengths. The companies that thrive aren't the ones where founders and CEOs compete for power. They're the ones where they multiply each other's impact. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.